This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A trove of bones at UT Austin is changing the way scientists understand the prehistoric world. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, they might also tell us something about what's to come in a changing climate.
That's right. The main characters in this story are a bunch of fossils.
So you're about to head into the collections proper.
This is Chris Sagabiel. He's the keeper of these ancient bones, officially the collections manager. They're stored in North Austin in a huge World War II era warehouse. Now it holds row after row of shelves and cabinets. It's home to UT's vertebrate paleontology collection.
How would you describe what this place looks like?
It's got lots of light, large windows, tall vaulted ceilings, and the red brick floors. It's unique.
It's incredible. We're looking at these massive jawbones just kind of sitting on these shelves going up to the window here.
You've got a whole mammoth lower jaw. Looking at that number, I know that's one of our WPA specimens that was collected probably 1939.
WPA, 1939? What is he talking about? Well, it turns out a lot of these fossils were gathered in the 30s. Back when the economy was in the ditch.
The Great Depression left millions of able and willing Americans bewildered and jobless.
But the federal government had a plan. It launched the Works Progress Administration.
To take care of the unemployed, as well as to confer real and lasting benefits on the people of the United States, is the object of the WPA. Under this program, work pays America.
The government paid people to build roads. It paid people to paint murals. And in Texas, it paid people to dig up old bones. At least for a little while.
And then World War II happened, and that put an end to the research that was planned for all these different fossils.
So they just sat here, some in the same burlap and plaster packaging they were wrapped in by those WPA workers 80 years ago. That is, until recently.
You should see the basement.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Sagabiel leads me down a flight of stairs and unlocks the door to the lower level.
There's a lot more.
Things seem a little less tidy down here. It's more cramped, and more of the bones sit out in the open.
So the materials Steve was interested in are mainly along this wall.
Steve is UT researcher Stephen May. About 5 years ago, he reopened that old WPA collection and started poking around. He was surprised by what he found.
So, for example, we have a new gomphotherium, one of these kind of elephant-like creatures that we've given it a new name, Blancotherium.
This is Steve.
There's a fossil of something that's sort of a coyote-sized dog-like creature.
He says it could be a very early ancestor of modern dogs.
So there's some aspects like that that are very exciting.
But beyond new species, he says another interesting thing about the WPA fossils is their diversity. The collection paints a detailed picture of what South Texas looked like about 10 million years ago, long after the dinosaurs, but long before the arrival of humans.
So we have elephant-like creatures.
Camels.
A camel with a very long neck, so it's sort of giraffe-like.
Horse fossils.
So think zebra.
A weird alligator.
We have these rhinos, which had a hippopotamus-like lifestyle.
Really a bizarre concept to think about rhinoceroses running around the state of Texas.
He has a term for this ancient time. He calls it the Texas Serengeti.
You start thinking about that composition of a fauna, and it sounds very much like some of the modern African savanna-type faunas.
But when you hear that, you've got to wonder, what happened to all these animals?
That's a good question.
They say it was probably a bunch of things that wiped out most of them, even as their ancestors survived on faraway continents.
Of course, we don't know exactly.
That's what we're here to figure out.
Theories range from asteroids to overhunting when humans arrived. But Sagabiel says,
climate change is my preferred answer to that. There were large changes in the climate at the same time that all the large mammals in North America went extinct.
And by the time their bones were pulled from the ground in the 1930s, the Earth was again experiencing a changing climate. This one caused by man. The effects of that global warming are now accelerating. That's why Sagabiel thinks this research could be more important today than it was even back then.
So we can see what we might expect in the future, how quickly those effects can trickle down to the animals. This is the laboratory where we study those things.
And there's plenty more to study. There are still dozens of fossil packages in UT's collection that haven't even been opened. They could hold anything from a previously unknown animal to new clues about a great extinction. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.